Coming up next on The Voice of Alabama Politics, Dr. Bronner marks 50 years at RSA. Also, Tommy Tuberville may cost us Space Command. And some House Republicans really hate women. No, it's a lot worse than that. All of this and much, much more coming up next on The V. Welcome to The Voice of Alabama Politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt, and as always, I'm joined by Susan Britt, research guru extraordinaire, and Josh Moon, columnist and investigative reporter at APR.
Welcome. Hi, guys.
Hello, y'all.
This past week, Senator Tommy Tuberville did our state proud. He once
what?
Again...
No. Oh, sarcasm. I'm sorry.
He once again made national news with outrageous, inflammatory, and just plain, as Josh would say, dumb comments. Mm-hmm. What he said was that white nationalists serving in the military were not white nationalists to him. They were certainly just Americans. Mm-hmm. Josh, Redstone Arsenal has been looking forward to hosting Space Command mm-hmm. for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And we are hearing at the highest levels of government that the Biden administration is going to reverse the decision to send it here to Alabama. And that has a lot to do with Tommy Tuberville challenging Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, mm-hmm. challenging President Biden, and holding up flag and general officers from getting the promotions they so rightly deserve and holding our military hostage.
Yeah, it seems as though they're on the verge of making this decision. Apparently, this has started to leak out around the D.C. media. And Tuberville is certainly a component of that decision, I think, and the way he has handled the military over the last, I mean, there's no other way to put it, the way he has really undermined the military leadership and the safety and security of the military. There have been numerous high-ranking military officials, both current and recently retired, who have said this is doing real damage. This is not hyperbole. This is something that is actually occurring. Him holding these promotions up because he's making some sort of political stance over the abortion issue. You know, the Department of Defense instituted a policy whereby they would pay for the travel of service members who traveled to other states to receive reproductive care, whether it be abortions or other things related to that, that they could not receive in the states where they were stationed because that those states, like Alabama, had deemed those services to be illegal. And so they are going to reimburse them to travel to receive legal care in another state. And he's upset about that, allegedly. But then, of course, he typically does, he reversed course a couple of days ago and said that the military was too top heavy. And so he was trying to do them a favor by getting rid of some of these generals and whatnot. And they were like, well, thanks for the help, bud. You don't know what you're talking about, football coach. So here we are, you know, with this, and he's going to end up costing the state billions and billions of dollars, and it's the cost of electing a moron when you had a great, capable senator in Doug Jones.
I mean, right, exactly. I mean, we're talking about 1,400 jobs here in the Tennessee Valley, billions of dollars, and he's hauling it up over abortions. When he's also endangering soldiers in the field because you can't get the people to the promotions that they need. You can't move the troops like you need to. This is a very, very serious thing, and now it's going to actually cost the state of Alabama because of his abortion.
You know, and I was talking to some folks that do a lot of business in D.C. who are very concerned about this, and they were telling me that they had heard from Tuberville's folks, he won't talk to us, mm-hmm. because we pointed out that originally he has he was trying to sabotage this deal by his arrogance.
I believe he and Mo Brooks were going to try to take credit for getting Space to come here. Space Command to come here in the first place, which they had nothing to do with.
Yeah, and that was really Richard Shelby, mm-hmm. Congressman Adderholt, Rogers, mm-hmm. those guys are the ones who really fought for it. But they say that he thinks that by doing this, that in the second Trump presidency, that President Trump will award him a cabinet position for this kind of nonsense.
Mm.
Good luck with that, Buster.
Arrogance abounds.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You can get him a position at Mar-a-Lago, because I think that's where the second Trump term is going to happen.
Yeah.
Is at Mar-a-Lago, because I don't think it's happening in D.C. At a period of time, I really liked Tommy Tuberville. And I don't know what happened. He turned into a person who is really self-serving and selfish. And you know, maybe he always was, but he didn't seem to be that person several years back when he was coaching at Auburn. And it's really disappointing to me and to a lot of people the way that he's behaved. And this stance that he's taken now, as the military folks are telling him, you know, this is really harmful to us. And he's just dug in over self-pride. It's hurting us, you know?
And if we lose the Space Command because of his arrogance, he should not have a second term. No. I got to move on real quick here. You know, there's been a whole push on the anti-ESG, which is basically investing in companies and in policies that are environmentally and socially and governance responsible.
Right.
Yeah.
This effort in Alabama has been led by Arthur Orr, Senator Orr, the ETF chair. And he had Alan Mendenhall from Troy University come over and speak to the Republican caucus in the Senate and tell them how bad woke capitalism was. And so after he spoke, Susan, after Mendenhall spoke, $1 million appropriations appeared in the budget for Mendenhall's program at Troy University.
Yeah, and it wasn't even any funding that Mendenhall had asked for. It was just Arthur Orr going ahead and, you know, putting his money where his beliefs are, and that it's okay for the government to come into my business and tell me what I can and cannot do if I have a contract with the state of Alabama.
It's terrible.
Go ahead, Josh.
I'm sorry. It's terrible. It is, you know, you have universities. You have a number of HBCUs. You have a number of Alabama, Auburn, all sorts of universities out here who have projects that are working on safe drinking water, how to solve the sewer crisis at different places, how to better the lives of people that are fighting, coming to the, you know, to the state capitol and the state house with hats in hand, begging for money. And we just on a whim gave $1 million to political indoctrination because somebody happened to like a speech that a guy gave about wokeism when nobody in the room knew what in the hell wokeism was.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But I do want to say the CEO of BlackRock, which is the largest investment management fund in the world, some $10 trillion in assets. Yeah. He said there is no such thing as woke capitalism. There's only capitalism. But we'll leave it right there. You're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
When I first started off, it was all about being an entrepreneur. Very quickly, it went into all the environmental impact that we're having on our world right now. We needed a technology that could do something with all the plastics that are harder to recycle. We innovated and created a technology, advanced recycling.
My personal biggest pet peeve is kids who are not properly restrained, whether that be in a booster seat, a car seat, or even a simple seatbelt. Kids, they become projectiles, and it's terrifying.
It absolutely breaks my heart to know that something so innocent could be punished so severely.
Your children rely on you to be that person that says, no, you need to put your seatbelt on.
Today, Montgomery is a safer city. It's time to shift the narrative and take control of our future. We're reopening community centers, remediating blight, and revitalizing neighborhoods across the city. And we're unleashing new opportunities. Over the past year, companies have invested a record-setting $2 billion in Montgomery and created 2,000 jobs. This is a new Montgomery. And together, we're reimagining the possibilities.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. There's not enough duct tape in Walmart to hold your head together after you hear some of the things they've done. But Josh, you've reported on this, we've talked about it. They passed some legislation out of the House that would, in fact, change so much that it's just ridiculous. It was supposed to just authorize a new state house. Mm-hmm. But what it does is it also allows the attorney general to hide certain contracts from the public, from the media, and it also allows for election fraud, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it.
Because that's what it is.
If that's somebody what it was. Cheats,
yeah, somebody cheats an election, like David Cole. David Cole doesn't live in the district. He's a Republican. He won the race. He was certified.
He won the race in another district, not the one he lives
in. Yeah, in another district, not the one he lives in. You reported on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they want to change it. So once it's certified, David Cole and his likes can cheat all they want to, but they still remain in office.
Right. Yeah, it's quite a bill, man. It's a bill that covers being able to build a new state house, election fraud changes, or election challenge changes, I should say. Also, it allows the AG to cover up professional services contracts. It also takes control of the examiners of public accounts. This is all in one bill. You know, I don't know that you know, a lot of people agree with John Rogers on things very often, but I think no one would disagree with him when he said, man, you got six bills here. What this is. But you're right. The two most egregious things are one, the deal with the AG's office that allow them to redact professional services contracts. And that's essentially contracts for expert witnesses that they hire. I'll give you an example. In a recent transgender lawsuit over the ban on transgender care for minors, they hired for $75,000 a doctor to come in and tell them how awful these things were and how much damage it would do. And a Trump appointee federal judge, Lyles Burke, basically said the guy has zero credibility and I don't take anything he says at face value because he's never even treated anybody like this. And so, everybody reported on this. And so it was a big embarrassment for the AG's office and for the state because they passed this stupid law. And so now the solution, instead of stopping hiring people like that or stopping giving out these contracts, is to cover it up. And we'll never know how much these things are. And the argument for it is, well, they've got to disclose this in court. But the thing they don't disclose in court is how much these guys are being paid.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's taxpayer dollars, Susan.
It's taxpayer dollars, and they're wanting to hide it from the public where they're spending our money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. I mean, I'm sorry, Steve Marshall. You've done plenty of things that can embarrass yourself with. This is just another one. And now you want to hide behind it in case somebody goes, questions your authority at all?
Mm-hmm. He is really so thin-skinned. I guarantee you, the reason that he's on this is because we have pointed out time and again how he has paid his buddies, law firms that support him for his run for governor, people that are making millions of dollars, the cases like the $75,000 to a quack. He's sensitive about that. So he wants to hide it from us and from the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awful.
Yeah, it is. Well, and the Cole thing is equally awful. You know, I mean, the change to the election challenge. You've got a guy that's still currently living out of district, but because he fooled everybody by putting down his buddy's address, which is, this is a scheme that people do to play Little League ball in a different district.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be okay with it. You know, it's just, it's nonsense.
Well, it is nonsense. And it, you know, I would have thought that leadership would put a stop to this.
Yeah.
That we're better than this kind of shenanigans. But evidently, Susan, we're not.
So evidently, they agree that this is okay to do. If they're passing this bill, they're saying it's okay to cheat. Just as long as you're a Republican, just as long as your buddy, our buddy, that'll do whatever that we want while you're there, it's okay to cheat. It's all right.
Well, and I...
It's condoned.
Excuse me, I had a little tickle in my throat. We're going to have a segue here. The Democratic Party last week had a meeting of the executive committee in which they did a little cheating themselves, Josh. It was embarrassing to watch.
It was
the
painful.
party that stands for inclusion, transparency, and giving voters a fair shake did none of that.
Yeah.
Did the opposite.
Yeah. It was a really ugly scene. I mean, it really was. And it further divided a party that was already divided. And even worse, a party that is, for the most part right now, outside of a few exceptions, fairly irrelevant in the state overall. It's a shame because you do have good people working within that party. But what took place Saturday was essentially one group wanting to take back control. And it was the Alabama Democratic Conference led by Joe Reed and his handpicked guy to lead the party overall, Randy Kelly. They concocted essentially a scheme, man, to come in and exclude groups and pass new bylaws that kicked out the youth LGBTQ caucus and the disabled caucus, and also greatly reduced the power of the Native American caucus and the Asian caucus. And it just bestows power on them. And the worst part about it to me is that it essentially undermines Black voters that were not part of the ABC. I mean, they essentially said to them that if you're a Black voter and you're not part of this group, you don't count. And
Susan, go ahead,
just,
Josh,
it was just terrible. I'm sorry.
And they charged a poll tax.
They did charge a poll tax. They charged $50 to vote. And even if you didn't know that they were charging the $50 and you wanted to vote afterwards, they wouldn't take your money.
I mean, the Alabama Reflector had a picture from the event in which the people that voted against the new bylaws were standing and the people that were for it were sitting. And I don't know, but I don't think that was a fake picture. It looked like the no votes had it.
Yeah, looked pretty suspicious, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just, we have Randy Kelly on our podcast this week at Alabama Politics this week, and he offers up an explanation, and people should listen to that, and you can judge for yourself, but I think David Person and myself do a pretty good job of pushing back on some of just the absolute nonsense.
All right,
this was absolute nonsense.
It was absolute nonsense. All right, you're watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. We'll be right back.
Throughout my career, I've seen many crashes, and a lot of the fatalities are from people who haven't worn their seatbelt.
Cars have rolled over multiple times.
I've had people end up in lakes, ravines. I've been looking for people in the woods for a couple hours before.
Usually just about every bone in their body is broken, their organs have ruptured, and typically they die.
You want to save a life? Just simply click a button and put the seatbelt on.
Seatbelts really do save lives.
My dog Jupiter is frightened when I climb too high, the owl said.
Check for monsters, Daddy.
I did, honey. There are no monsters. You're perfectly safe.
Protect yourself and those you love. Vaccinate now.
Welcome back to The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Susan, we have been told for years and years and years, and even recently, Eric Johnson, the Republican attorney mm-hmm. in Birmingham who wrote Alabama's abortion law, mm-hmm. said, and was quoted in APR saying, that the Republican Party, the pro-life movement, would never criminally punish women mm-hmm. for having an abortion. However, a bill, HB 454, sponsored by that Ernst Weill, Ernie Yarborough, the
Oracle Brain Trust of the Alabama GOP.
The Oracle of Trinity, Alabama, has introduced a bill that would, in fact, criminalize women having abortions and charge them with murder.
Yes, and what it does is go back to the original law and repeal all those parts that say that they would not be charged with murder or that they would be charged with anything, breaking the promise that not only, you know, Eric Johnson made, but the lawmakers who sponsored the bill and who voted for it. All of the, making all of those promises, going to go back on their promises. And I do have to wonder, though, one thing that if a woman goes out of state to murder her child, isn't that jurisdiction in that state and not in Alabama? Well, how do you get by with that legally?
You know, and listen, I don't want to be too flippant about this, but when you have people like Mac Butler, Richie Horton, and some of these other clowns supporting, I have to believe, and I would have never thought Mac Butler hated women, but these sound like men who just absolutely hate women.
Now, no, they don't hate them. They just know better than them, Bill. Come on now. These little ladies need a little help with their health care, okay?
It's repulsive that you're going to try to prosecute a woman for murder, mm-hmm. for making a choice about what her future is. Again, this is not the pro-life movement that they promised. This is mm-hmm. something different.
This is another power struggle against women. That's all it is. That is another way to dumb us down, to put us in the corner, keep us in the kitchen, whatever. It is absolutely inexcusable that they think about doing this.
You know, I wonder, since we're going to take this step, since they want to take this step, I wonder what other steps that they're willing to take, since the only way to do this is to essentially say that this fetus inside of a woman is a human being. I mean, they're defining it as a person. Well, what about incarcerated women who have been locked up? Is it also legal to lock up that child? Because the child didn't do anything. You know, can I take out an insurance policy on this person in there? Shouldn't you force insurance companies to insure that if something were to happen? So now I can get a life insurance policy? You know, it just is, it's ludicrous. And it is, you know, it's religious based. That's all it is. It's a religious-based belief of a certain few people. It's very unpopular among the society as a whole because we recognize the tough decision that this is. We recognize that that when you boil it down to something like this, you have a very simple viewpoint of this and a really smooth-brained idea about what goes into this decision for people. And you don't take into account the myriad problems and things that go into what the situations that lead a woman to make this decision. And it shouldn't be it's not your place. Leave it to them right. and their doctors.
Well, then, if you're going to make it a person, make child support start at conception.
Exactly.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But none of that's ever going to happen.
No.
Because we know 61% of Alabamians would think that abortion is okay. They do.
In all cases.
In all cases.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if they really believe in democracy, if they really believe that we should have laws that represent the values of the people, because that's what we always hear. This is an Alabama value. Then put it to a vote. Of the people. Let the people decide whether they want to make it outrageously restricted. I mean, mm-hmm. we were promised too that they would make they would come back and address the rape and incest clause.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it.
I tell you what, you said a very key word right there. Representative. This is not your ball game, boys. This, you are representing about 40,000 people. Listen to what they say. And on to Tuberville with the same issue, going to cost the state of Alabama Space Command over one issue. Really, are you this dedicated to that idea? Are you just that really dedicated to getting reelected?
Well, it's absurd, it's outrageous, and there is almost nothing you can do about it. However, I wanted to take a minute to congratulate Dr. David Bronner, one of the smartest men who ever laid foot in Alabama. He came here 50 years ago this month, and he took over the RSA, the Retirement Systems of Alabama, and has done a champion's job. He is one of the brightest, most wonderful people I have ever had the pleasure of
meeting. He has taken the RSA from $43.9 billion in funds to, $500 million in funds to approximately $43.9 billion in 50 years.
Yeah, he's done a heck of a job, Josh. We should have such an investment record, right?
Yeah, he's a funny dude, too, man. He really is a lot of fun
he's
to talk
delightful.
To. And you know, the smartest people are often the funniest people, and the wit and a lot of wisdom that I've had in a number of conversations with Dr. Bronner over the years, I've always enjoyed him a lot, and I think he's done a great job. And I wish we had more people like him leading the state in a variety of different ways.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, and his wife, Mary Lynn, is just as dynamic.
And just as intelligent as he is.
I thought they might disagree with us on that. But anyway, great people. We have been blessed to have Dr. Bronner represent our state, and I hope he has many, many more years at the RSA, because God help us if the legislature ever gets their hands on
Lord,
that money.
Oh, Lord, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have told him how much money was in there.
No kidding. But anyway, thank you, Dr. Bronner, for all your hard work. You've been watching The V, the voice of Alabama politics. You watch us because we watch them.